Alexis Charron and Gord Dwyer, the referees. Bevin Mills and Keel Murchison will work the lines, and we're underway. And Minchikov moves the center. They'll get the red line shoot in, and that'll have a go for a change. Troy Terry finds himself alone. Coming late is Ian Moore. And Joel Quenneville made three lineup changes. That's a lot. McTavish, Moore, and Zellweger all get in. Harkins, Helleston, and Hines all out. Goes back to his point position. Carlson trying to get it out. Cannot. Kept in at the blue line. That shot from Jacob Trouba is right on. And Carter Hart makes the stop. Has not scored since March 4th. How about that? Back the other way. Ryan Palin lets it fly. Hart the stop and the rebound. Taken behind the net. And Vegas will break back with Dowd. Off for Smith. The feed to the front. Ostal the shot. Loose puck trying to bank it in off Ostal, and it just goes wide. Down low for Leo. Tried to feed it through to Granlund. Good keep in by John. With all the Carlsons, we'll have to go one name for you. Here's John. Lets it fly right on. And like a hoover to Dylan Coghlan. 8.5 in. We're scoreless from Anaheim. Centering feed. Opportunity. Kick save. Gauthier denied by Carter Hart. It's Seneca rocket. Ducks bodily score on the power play. 1-0 Anaheim. Didn't look to be a big strong hit there. And so Vegas power play will take over now. Trying to even the game. Comes 32 seconds after the goal. Thinks about the wrist shot. Goes down low for Marner. Marner for Eichel. For Theodore. Looking for the one-time shot. Score! On the rebound. On the doorstep. Pavel Dorofeev knocks it out of midair. And behind Dostal to power play goal. And Vegas has tied the game at one. Dostal got a piece, not enough. And Dorofeev right there got in behind Granlund to score the goal. So each team has capitalized on the power play here in the first half of the first period. The goals, Marner, little sauce, Ben Hutton. Got the centering feed back for everyone, and Coghlan let it fly.
Calling me, were you texting me?
I was texting and calling.
You on the Instagram? All right, here we go. Ian Moore lets it go, and Carter Hart, top of his crease to make the stop. Zellweger, the defenseman leading the rush, BL comes over to help out. Here's a chance. Granlund shot, score! It gets through Carter Hart. Mikael Granlund gives Anaheim the lead back. 2-1 Ducks.
Puck management is everything, and Vegas gets the first touch along the boards. Hannifin goes around the wall, and really good interception here by the Ducks. They do a great job of stripping this, and Granlund, who has three coming into this game, gets it off the stick of Smith, and that kind of changes the trajectory of the puck flight on Carter Hart. Granlund forces this one home, 2-1 Ducks.
And Cole Smith gets on it. You gotta think Anaheim be pretty happy getting out of this period with a lead.
Indeed.
Maybe looking for more. Here's Gauthier, why not? Shot, kicked right to the middle by Hart.
Well, that's exactly what that entails. Let's see if they do it here.
Let's get down and dirty. Second period's underway. From Honda Center here in Anaheim. 2-1. Ducks lead in the game. Vegas, the 2-1 lead in the series. Pivotal swing game here, number four. Marner got it ahead. Carlson backhands towards the front of the net. It's deflected away. And the Ducks will jump on the loose puck. Ross Johnston got it across. Backhand, Biel swings it around, and Carter Hart had to be ready. All the way down into the Anaheim end. Dostal will stick it aside. Troy Terry Tried to one touch it back, and it's turned over. Here's Dorothea to let it fly to the chest protector of Gustav. All the way across, Ian Moore. Can't get out of the zone. Here's Dowd. Makes the play to Anderson off his stick to the corner. Set it in front. Scissors was there. That shot from Dowd. Big stop by Gustav. Here's Hurdle, who his coach calls Tommy. Nobody in the history of hockey has ever called Tomas Hurdle Tommy, except for John Tortorella. Right on. Stopped by Carter Hart. Loose puck scramble for it, and Vegas has. And they'll come away.
That's an example of a good defensive play in the offensive zone.
William Carlson on it there. Centers in front. It's in. Score. Who else but Brett Howden bangs it in. And Vegas has tied the game at two.
This is a really, really good sequence. And we're going to take another look at how this play comes together. Really good job by Vegas getting on their horse. I mentioned they want to play and bring this game in the mud, in the alleys, and they do just that. But it's a sneaky play here by Carlson. Watch the short side pass. You can't deliver a better pass than that. More accurate, more on time.
Inside of a minute left on the power play. The spin cycle for Sanica to make the pass. That gets through Marner now. Gauthier for Killorn. Side of the net, shot, score! It's in! Alex Killorn has put Anaheim back on top. 3-2, and yet another power play goal for the home squad.
This is all about the zone entry for the Anaheim Ducks. Enter with control, main control. Get to your set and get a rotation going. And come downhill is Alex Killorn, who played his college hockey at Harvard. You may have heard of it. But he just forces this one through the arm and body of Carter Hart, taking it strong to the cage. Second power play goal for the Ducks as they go up 3-2.
I second that.
Start of the third period. Folks, there are tonight's odds for the next anytime goal scorer. And a reminder, throws it back to the point for Ian Moore. He'll go across. Wanted Zellweger for the shot there. Here's Moore, another chance. Look at Moore, still the scores! Ian Moore! From the point! Scratched in the last two games. Lights the lamp there!
Well, this is what you have to do against a team like Vegas that's a Stanley Cup winning team and cup pedigree. You got to play in the hard areas and match their will to do it. They'll do it down at your end, and you got to do it at theirs. And Ian Moore back in the lineup, and just a little half slapper, and this puck is rolling before he shoots it. And you see the puck flight as Carter Hart has to contend with not only the puck but the traffic closing in on him on his short side. And Ian Moore back in the lineup in a huge...
Here's Gauthier, already with three assists. Got it free for Lecomte. Here's Killorn to the slot. Stop, rebound. Knocked away somehow.
Time ducks up comfortably. Carter Hart coming up huge, as you'd say, Lee. Huge. Two.
McTavish had an unbelievable scoring chance for the Ducks.
1-1 here.
Short-handed. Lead for Brayden McNabb from the angle. That rebound kicks clean. Extra attacker on, but Dorofeev can't keep it in off the glass. Theodore has to go all the way back. Kills off precious seconds now. Eichel will wind up. It's like an orange wall there waiting for him with the blue line. That shot
is
fucking and scored! Vegas gets one back. And finally, is it 48 Tomas Hurdle? It is. 29 games without a goal. 64 seconds left.
Yeah, and this really comes off the strength of the entry. Great give and go between Eichel and Marner here. And putting this puck towards the net. And Tomas Hurdle gets inside body position. Watch the lower part of your screen. He times getting to the spot perfectly. He didn't get there too quickly. He didn't want to give away himself. But he got there in impeccable time. And he breaks the drought and cuts the deficit.
Anaheim will eat it with Washi along the wall. 5 seconds left. Last call for Vegas with 2 seconds left. Won't get a shot away. Horn sounds. And the Ducks have evened the series at 2 games apiece.